This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this podcast, Exercise for the Brain. Doing crossword puzzles and studying a foreign language are supposed to be good for the brain. Lots of retired folks do these things. My wife does. I do computer stuff and study music, thinking it might help. Plus, I like those things. Now I find that if I really want to do something good for my brain, I will lace up my running shoes. No kidding. Exercise. Exercise, like big body movements, are what really perk up the old brain. Now, these podcasts are not based on research. When I started this project, I wanted to talk about what I knew and not what I could find out online or in a library. Now, a recently published book jumps into my mind that I feel I must discuss. The book concerns itself with exercise and the effect it has on our bodies and our minds. I heard an interview with the author on the radio. It was so intriguing that I got the book and have been mesmerized by it. Recent life experience illustrates the thesis of the book perfectly. These past 2 weeks, we took a road trip down the Oregon coast to rendezvous with our daughter and family. It was time for a family fix, especially a grandmother fix. The trip was great in every respect, but when we returned home and stepped on the scale, the following morning, all the sins of the trip visually appeared. An extra 5 pounds had been added to my weight, and at my age, weight gain of this quantity in this short of time has to be taken seriously. We all read about obesity that girds our waistline and our country. We're a nation of heavyweights. I recall our last trip to Europe and our shock in the American airport to which we returned. We had been in Spain for a month and were not used to seeing so many large people. We've always included exercise as part of our daily routine in life, especially in retirement. Our days always break at 11 a.m. for some sort of moving around, biking, walking, rowing, or strength training. Road trips are killers for exercise. Sitting in the car, it's easy to snack on food when one would not normally be eating. Then there's the restaurant food, which is served in huge portions. One must constantly be on guard to not consume it all. But you're on holiday. You deserve to splurge a little. So, gobble, gobble, gobble. Then there's the daily exercise. Sometimes we don't have bicycles with us on road trips. We can walk, and we did. We walked some of Oregon's beautiful beaches. However, time is ticking, and road miles are not adding up when one stops for an hour walk. We travel very slowly. It took us 2 full days to drive 500 miles. It isn't that we drive slowly. It's just that we stop so often. Coffee, walk, photos, or food. We want to enjoy the trip. And when we are with our extended family for a limited period of time, the slot for exercise in our daily lives often gets omitted. There are many other ideas and interests that seem more compelling. At the same time, I've been reading this book by John Ratley entitled Spark. It's an amazing story of the connection between exercise, the mind, and the body. The book is filled with examples of people and the results of what adding exercise to their lives has done. There are some big medical and technical words used in the book, but not enough to deter one from just skipping over them and still getting the gist of the story. The book is based on all the research done over the last 10 years in the field. He talks of the connection between exercise and total health. What happens to us as a fetus because of our mother's exercise or lack of it? How does exercise affect our physical and mental growth and development as a baby and a small child. A large portion of the book deals with the impact of exercise on depression and hyperactivity. He makes an incredible case that exercise of the body really makes the brain grow. Yes, grow. Create new cells. For retired people, boomers and seniors, the book is especially relevant. As we age, our body and mind naturally starts to change in a direction most of us would not consider positive. However, for people who regularly exercise, the body and the mind can be rejuvenated and reinvigorated by regular exercise. It's a very persuasive argument. Not only does one get a new lease on life, but the immediate effects on a daily basis can become a real boon to enjoying the retirement years. Most intriguing is the connection between physical exercise and the brain. The common assumption is that exercise benefits the muscles and cardiovascular system. This is true, but the effect exercise has on the emotional and mental aspects of life is rarely discussed. It is quite common to associate crosswords or learning a foreign language with mental health. But one of the lines from the book that I recall goes something like, "If you want to stay sharp mentally, you'd better lace up your running shoes." This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.